This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Around 50 Flemish, Dutch, Early Netherlandish and German drawings and watercolours, spanning from around 1500 to 1700, will be exhibited in Scotland for the first time at the National Gallery of Scotland. It's called From Dürer to Van Dyck, Drawings from Chatsworth House, and on Wednesday the 20th of November from 10:15am to 3:30pm, they are hosting a free descriptive gallery tour and a practical workshop for visitors with a visual impairment. We're joined today by Meg Farraher from the National Galleries of Scotland to learn more. Hi Meg, thanks so much for joining us.
Hi there, thanks for having me, it's a pleasure.
So this exhibition has a unique story behind it. Can you tell us where the paintings come from?
Yes, so the exhibition features drawings selected from a renowned collection of drawings that live at Chatsworth House in Derbyshire. So the collection is very old and it's one of the finest and most significant holdings of drawings anywhere in the world. So from the selection that's on display at the National at the moment, there are some absolutely stunning drawings by Albrecht Dürer, Hans Holbein the Younger, Rubens, Van Dyck and Rembrandt. So some really big names that people may recognise in a very exciting exhibition.
It's a really amazing chance for people interested in these artists or interested in art of this time period to have a one-off chance to explore them. Are there any standout pieces for you that you're really excited to share?
So it's so hard to pick one. I mean, we're talking some really big name artists, obviously, and we may immediately associate these artists with, you know, finished oil paintings and grand masterpieces. But what these drawings allow us to do is really get behind the scenes in a way with some of these sort of big names and in a way a bit more up close and personal to these artists and their art. So, you know, before photography, obviously drawing was a way to record your life and your surroundings. So you can see this in a number of the landscapes that are featured in the exhibition. For example, there are some really lovely, quite intimate drawings that Rembrandt made recording country walks that he took on the outskirts of Amsterdam. And we can really feel we're by his side and experiencing what he saw. And I think, again, because it's drawings, there's something quite intimate in exploring these marks that artists have made, sometimes very quickly, sometimes with great precision. You know, you can experience these decisions and corrections that they've made, and it gives us a different insight somehow into how they worked. So some of these drawings are studies for larger works, for example, so we can really sort of feel how the ideas were being worked out. There's a real immediacy to some of the drawings that gives them a different life, I think. So, for example, there are many portraits in the exhibition, for example, a drawing of a young man by Hans Holbein, and others by Van Dyck and Rubens, and they are so technical and so well observed and precise, but they're also really free and really vivid, and they just feel full of life, and they're really quite breathtaking. So there's a lot to enjoy in this exhibition.
Yeah, and it sounds like a really interesting collection of pieces for your audio describers to work with. How have they gone about communicating all of these technical elements of the pieces?
It's an interesting one for us to explore. So we'll be taking our usual approach, which is to develop some detailed audio descriptions, which are delivered in quite a conversational way in the gallery space, almost as a collaboration. So there's a lot of back and forth with the participants, you know, so we sort of build up a picture together. There's a challenge in a way, because some of the works in the exhibition are quite small and quite detailed. So we will be, as well as obviously approaching them through the detailed audio descriptions, we'll print out some enlarged versions, we'll make magnifying glasses available. Some of our participants also use the magnifying settings on their phones. Back in the learning room, we might use light boxes to view or to create some images as well. So we'll have various ways that we'll try and sort of explore these drawings. There's also in the exhibition, there's a drawing area, and this has been designed to be accessible for different visitors. So for example, it's got supportive seating, and it makes quite a lot of use of high contrast in the way it's been designed. So from the furniture that's been used to the different colours of dark and light and textured paper and the drawing materials that have been chosen for people to experiment with. And that reflects the materials in the exhibition itself as well. So this drawing corner and these drawing materials will be a tactile way to, in a way, explore or explain different drawing techniques. So we might use that area, and we will probably add in even more tactile options ourselves, whether that be in the exhibition space or back in the learning room. We sometimes use sort of flexible wax sticks or textured paper to create some raised drawings as well. So we will be looking at drawing in a variety of ways, and as always, taking into account different levels of visual acuity and the different ways people like to experience the art in the galleries.
And can you remind us when the descriptive gallery tour is happening and the practical workshop and where people can get their tickets?
Yeah, sure. So the session will take place on Wednesday, the 20th of November at the National Gallery just off Princes Street, and it will run between 10:15 and 3:30. People are welcome to stay for the whole session or just for the morning tour. You can find out more or book online by going to nationalgalleries.org, or you can email us at learning@nationalgalleries.org. Or you're welcome to phone us on 0131 624 6410. We also have a National Galleries mailing list that people are welcome to sign up to as well. And there are various options, including receiving regular emails with details of our visually impaired programme in plain text. So, please get in touch if you're interested in signing up to that as well.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Meg Farraher from the National Galleries of Scotland, for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you for having me.